Yes, people, welcome, welcome, welcome to Chima Chat's Foot. We got to talk about it, people. It finally happened. Liverpool have lost a game of football this season. After a 25-game unbeaten run, the Reds fell 3-2 at the Lennon Stadium to the West Ham Hammers. Not a great day all around, obviously. I'm in Brooklyn, New York. I was in New York City, handling some business, and I'm watching the game, and it's just like, you know what, man, we don't have the spark. I don't know. This is going to be a short. I don't want to chat about this game too much, but where to begin? Liverpool's midfield is. I kept talking about how when Fabinho comes back, Liverpool's midfield will be much better. And I feel like he does do a lot of that defensive shielding and that role he does so well. But Liverpool's midfield can't control a game. You know, Liverpool has conceded two or more goals in six games. We only did that 9 times all last year, right? We're now 4th in the Premier League table, 2 points above Arsenal. And it's getting rocky. It's starting to creak. The truth is, this game had been coming. This game had been coming for a little while, and it's almost like that meme with the huge lion in the Champions League and in the Premier League. We're almost like a kitten. This defense, you can get at Liverpool now. You know, there was a time when Virgil wasn't even making tackles. Virgil van Dijk was, he rarely slid. He rarely got his jersey dirty. But he's all over the place, making key interception, key tackle, key block after key block. And when he has to expend that much energy, you could just tell that he was in for a dogfight. But I mean, I don't know. Fabinho didn't have a great game. Andy Robertson was one who was singled out for a whole lot of criticism this game. I can't lie and say that I was particularly sure how he played either way. But I know that, you know, that many people aren't calling for Tsimikas to start next game because Andy Robertson was great. I don't know. We got to start with the first goal, and we have Alisson, and it's like the referee was terrible. I mean, the tackle on Henderson, that crowding of the keeper. In modern football, if you're that close to a goalkeeper where the keeper can't raise his arms, it's like the keeper owns like 2 feet around him. He owns all of that area. You can't rough him up in the way that you would do a outfield player because the keeper has to be able to unimpeded exercise his special ability, obviously, which is using his hands. But you look at this team, you know, West Ham, Lennon Stadium, it's bouncing. West Ham have always been a type of team that wants to slam into you physically. They're always that type of team. And it worked. But the truth is, I thought it was a foul. The referee should have called it, but you can't depend on the referee to call everything. Premier League referees have been known to be terrible. That's nothing new. Alisson has to put a man in between him and that player. It's just what he has to do. He has to put a man in between him and that player. So that goes in, and that just ignites the touch paper. And all of a sudden, West Ham are showing, gaining confidence. But it's just like time after time. I mean, I can't tell you how many counterattacks West Ham launched where we're literally at 6s and 7s at the back, and we are clueless as to the correct way to stop Mikel Antonio, Fornaus, whoever it might have been. I mean, Declan Rice, he was running rings around our midfield. And I've always been somebody who struggled with Declan Rice because I'm like, is he good or is he just English? But, you know, the more and more I watch Declan Rice, the more I'm like, no, he's a good player. And more than anything, he's a leader. That team goes how Declan Rice goes. They gave us everything we could handle. I mean, without Van Dijk making a series of key blocks, West Ham could have scored 4 goals here, maybe more. It was fairly abysmal. Trent comes in, gets the free kick. Boom, we're back in business. You know, it's appreciated. But again, there's never an element. You control the game through your midfield, and we never had control of this game. We were in it at times, and we had better spells, but our midfield, it's like this is what happens, and this is kind of what people were talking about in the summer when Klopp got angry at the reporter. I was listening to a podcast, and they were talking about how Klopp got angry at a reporter who mentioned that Liverpool's midfield squad depth is particularly... Or the question was, do you think you'll have to strengthen? Jurgen says, we have Oxlade-Chamberlain, and we have Harvey Elliott, and we have this, and we have that. So we don't need to replace Wijnaldum, and we have Naby Keita. But every single one of those players, bar Curtis Jones, are injury magnets. Yet again, James Pearce is one of my favorite Liverpool journalists, and he criticized Naby Keita. Naby is the type to score in a game and also the Atletico game where he literally got beat for two goals. Naby Keita is a good player, but reliability is a skill. Availability is a trait. A lot of people, when Wijnaldum left, it was like, oh, well, you know, whatever, whatever. And I've even been on record saying, oh, man, I want more goals from Wijnaldum. I want more dynamism from Wijnaldum. But Genie Wijnaldum started every game and gave you that nice 6.5 to 7 almost every game. Naby Keita hasn't been able to start 5 Premier League games in a row. Coincidence? No, because he's never done that. He's never been somebody that you can count on for 2 months of straight football. Oxlade-Chamberlain loves an injury. Curtis Jones is now hurt. We don't have another number 6 midfielder, a shielding holding man. We don't have another one besides Fabinho. He's it. We put Henderson there, but we've all seen it doesn't really work as well as we would like. West Ham was absolutely after us on the counter. Mikel Antonio, Trent's bombing forward. I mean, he gets the incredible free kick, which we all know. But Trent's bombing forward, and he's leaving huge gaps that Mikel Antonio's running onto. And, I mean, there's that time where he's bearing down on goal. And if he doesn't leave the ball with him, his touch has never been the best. But he's a deadly finisher. And big strikers like that always give us trouble. So I'm looking at Trent trying to figure out, like, why is it this space is continually left? We know you get forward. How many times did we see Trent sprinting back towards our goal? Way too many. You know, as I said, Andy Robertson was not amazing. I don't think that Van Dijk and Matip, I mean, Van Dijk played excellently, honestly. But I just don't think that partnership, it's just not giving me the confidence that, you know, that I would have liked. But I do think that they are hurting because, like you said, oh yeah, our other midfielder is Thiago, who's also who loves an injury as well, just came back. So that lack of putting your foot on the ball in the midfield is showing, because that's transferring to our defense, who is often left unprotected, uncovered, and they just, you know, people run at them. The mystique is gone from Liverpool's defense. You can get at them. You know? I thought that, per usual, Jurgen is too late to change. Either Origi needs to come on earlier, Minamino needs to come on earlier. Please stop giving players 12 minutes to come on, you know, 60 minutes, whatever that might be, put them on. We got to talk about Sadio Mane. I hate it because now we're in the camp where, okay, Sadio Mane, what is it going to be this time? You know, is it going to be a brilliant game, one touch finishing like Atletico, or are you going to waste 2 gilt-edged chances? Sadio Mane should have scored 2 goals today minimum. One of them, it's a header. He just wildly flicks it wide. And then another one is a shot that literally was hit straight at the goalkeeper. Either side of the keeper, he scores. The levels of frustration are just palpable because now we drop these points. West Ham actually goes above us. And it's just looking really bad for November, coming up into the Christmas period, because that's when teams start to separate and games or titles are won and lost in that Christmas time period. As we know, Liverpool looked leggy. Liverpool looked tired. Liverpool looked unable to dig deep and find that other gear. I thought that Mo Salah tried, but I thought that Diogo Jota had a couple of opportunities, but neither of them were particularly great today either. They weren't as bad as Sadio Mane, but my goodness, they couldn't effectuate the game. With a team like West Ham, they have that Chelsea DNA, kind of a Mourinho-esque style team. If you give them a lead to defend, they're going to defend it. You know, Kurt Zuma's goal, you know, before we get there, their second goal, you're thinking, hey, Alisson, should he have done better? gets a piece of it, can't hold it out. And it's like, Allison, we've been relying on you a lot, if you've noticed that. Allison has to make way more saves than he normally does. And while he can, maybe he's been a bit, his confidence has taken a bit of a rock because he's always exposed now, you know? Trent Alexander-Arnold literally watches the ball over his head, and Kurt Zuma, who's known for a powerful header, gets a free leap, and Trent Alexander-Arnold might as well have just watched it, you know, on his phone, took a picture of it. That's what my soccer coach used to say. You know, he used to say, look, don't sit there and look with your digital camera, the ball's in the air. Go challenge the ball. Never watch the ball, regardless. That's exactly what happened. That header is slammed in. And it's nothing more than West Ham absolutely deserved. They definitely moved like the bigger team. They moved like the better team. They moved like the team that's trying to win. And, you know, counterattack after counterattack after counterattack, they had plenty of clear-cut chances. I don't know where Liverpool goes from here. I think they need a serious rethink and a refresh. But Liverpool looked exhausted. That team looked thin. That team looked gassed. I mean, Mikel Antonio's a handful, of course, but man, we need to actually start to defend again. I don't know what it is. As I said, we've shipped 2 goals in 6 or more games. We only did that 9 times all of last year. So we already have 70% of those bad games. We already have them. So, and we're not even in November, honestly, yet. So, I mean, I don't know. Is Kadate the answer? He had a torrid afternoon the last game, and we haven't seen him since. You know, Tsimikas, I do think Tsimikas needs to come in for Robertson. He's shown that he can get up and down the wing, provide a good offensive outlet. The one thing about Robertson is his assists have dropped off pretty dramatically. And just his ability to influence the game from that wing in an offensive position when he gets forward, it's not nearly what it was over the past couple of seasons. I really do love Eddie Robertson, but Tsimikas needs to be starting going forward. And then hopefully Thiago can actually get fit. Naby Keita can actually get fit. Oxlade-Chamberlain can continue his role, and he's playing decently. But Oxlade-Chamberlain is not a high-class midfielder. There's so many times where Ox will be on the ball and he won't pick the right pass, or he'll play the wrong ball, or he doesn't have the technique to execute a through ball or a long shot. You know, that's just not his game anymore. We need help in the midfield. James Milner, you know, he's been out. It's just, this result has been coming. We've been playing badly for a couple of games, and we were due for one of these. So I really, really hope the players can dig deep and get themselves together, because if I'm honest, that was an extremely hard game to watch. It ruined the wonderful feeling that those beautiful cream-colored kits gave us during the Man United demolition, you know? It just wasn't a good taste in my mouth, and then continually, it's still tough to take. So this was, of course, Liverpool's 25-game unbeaten run comes to an end at the Lennon Stadium at the hands of David Moyes, West Ham, 3-2. International break coming up, but a lot of questions for Liverpool. Hopefully players get healthy. I feel like I'm saying that every week, but yeah, hopefully players get healthy, particularly Naby Keita, because we really need more in that midfield. We need more bite. We need more control. We need more pressers. We don't have them. Roberto Firmino has a serious hamstring injury, and the truth is I'd love to see Liverpool get some players in January. FSG won't do it. They won't spend the money, but the squad needs a little freshening up, and there's so many players that we perpetually rely on, particularly in midfield, that are huge injury risks. So with that being said, I have to love you and leave you. The Reds are in 4th position, looking up at the top of the Premier League. Not the best game, not the best result. Hopefully we can pick it up. Shout out to all the Reds around the world. Take care of yourselves. Take care of one another. This is Team from Team of Chance Foot. And the Reds are holding a major L, unfortunately. We'll regroup. Take care of yourselves, everybody. Peace.